A federal appeals court affirmed the convictions Monday of two men who led an ATV protest into Recapture Canyon in southeast Utah. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
San Juan County Commissioner Phil Lyman says he's not surprised that the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the way it did, rejecting his defense of the 2014 protest ride. Lyman and fellow protester Monty Wells didn't get the new trial they believe they deserve, and the court didn't overturn the $96,000 in restitution the two have been ordered to pay.
My court case was heard, and it was mishandled, and there were negative effects of it, but I'll keep fighting it.
Lyman acted as his own attorney in the case. He says the process is corrupt, and the outcome is proof that the federal system needs to be reformed. That includes the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, the agency that temporarily banned motorized vehicles in the canyon a decade ago to protect its rich archaeology.
The BLM is just playing games. They are the Gestapo arm of this federal government that goes out and hurts people.
Shelley Silbert is director of Great Old Broads for Wilderness. She praised the courts for upholding the laws that protect the canyon's natural and cultural resources.
We are pleased that the importance of federal management of public lands has been upheld in this court case.
Lyman says he'll request a rehearing of his case by all of the appeals court justices instead of just the three who issued Monday's ruling. Judy Faze, KUER News.